Hi, this is Michelle Anderson from north of Bangor. Today, I am actually south of Bangor. I've come down to Waterville to the governor's restaurant to visit with Paul LePage, the newly elected nominee for the Republican Party for the office of governor. How are you doing, Paul?
Good. And next governor.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, you want to dive right in? I have one question,
sure.
And we'll go from there.
Well.
This was a great election. We had so many great people that we could have chosen from. But I'm wondering, what do you plan to do to sort of unite the people after a battle like that? It just seems to me to be very hard to unite people back to, you know, into one party.
It didn't seem to. I mean, we had a unity party or a unity press conference on Wednesday, and they all showed up. They all spoke very enthusiastically about the election coming up in November. So I'm hoping that they'll all stay on board, and many of them, I'm hoping, will help me out in Augusta, because there's a lot of work to be done, and everyone has a lot to offer.
And have they all endorsed you?
As far as I know, they have all endorsed me. Yes, they did on Wednesday, anyways.
So tell me first, what was it like election night where you were?
It was incredible. We honestly believe that we were in the running. But we thought it was going to be a nail biter till the early morning hours. And when they started coming in, it was just the first numbers we heard were Winslow, and then I heard Brewer's numbers, then I heard Portland's numbers, and then I figured, well, we're going to win it. Now it's a matter of how much.
Right. So what are your short-range plans? What do you have planned for the summer?
Well, the next 2 months is fundraising for us. I mean, Libby Mitchell's using taxpayer dollars, and Elliot Cutler he's got lots of money, and so we need to raise money to be competitive. So the next 2 months is fundraisers and meet and greets and raise money.
When can we expect to see you north of Bangor?
Next week, and I'm going to the county. We're going to the Acadian Festival, and I'm speak up there, and then we'll go to Presque Isle, and then we're working our way back down.
What do you see as the biggest issues that are going to come up during this campaign?
Government spending, government regulations, and welfare. I expect to be the top three. We need to get the regulatory system, regulatory control system into a regulatory oversight system, and so that the regulatory agencies are friendly to the private sector. We need to change this attitude of being adversarial. That's major problem. Just yesterday, I ran into a lady in West Gardner who has a small business, but she's required by state mandate not to open more than 20 hours a week. Now, how can you build a small business on 20 hours a week? It's incredible. And these are the type of things that we just need to get rid of. This is ridiculous. They want to have a little business. They're trying hard. And the state says you can only open 20 hours a week. These are the type of regulations those are not in the best interest of Maine people. Spending. There's going to be a major battle coming up on budgeting. I mean, there's a $1 billion shortfall, and I don't believe in across the cut mentality. I believe you got to look at these agencies, and if they're not doing their job, they go away. And those that need money will get the money, and those that can afford to take cutbacks will. And those that need to be grown, that are proving to be successful, we're going to have to work on that. That's going to be a major issue. Welfare, we absolutely have to fix it. It's 30% of the state budget. I'm for helping, you know, we're not helping the people in the right areas. We're not helping them to find jobs. We're not helping them to work. We have caseworkers in Augusta that tell people how to milk the system. And those people have to be asked to change an attitude or leave.
Unemployment up in Millinocket is right around 17%, I believe, last time they took numbers. It seems to have been getting worse and worse And, of course, as people get unemployed, businesses fail. I don't know if you've been to Millinocket lately, but Main Street, actually, I do know. I forgot. The businesses are closed. Main Street is more closed than open stores. Is there anything that you think you can do as governor to try to fix the town? I mean, it's not the only one. Mattawamkeag's doing the same thing. I mean, all over the northern part of the state. Is there anything that you think you can do as governor?
The biggest thing that we can do is get this Maine state government to be pro-business instead of anti-business. And, you know, people say, oh, no, we're pro-business, we're pro-business, we're pro-business. We're not. We're simply not, folks.
Preaching to the choir.
Every time I turn around, I run into regulations that they have no common sense. They have no science behind them. They're just absolutely bad. We need to allow people to start to use their ingenuity, their creativity. They're willing to take a risk, and we have to be behind them and encourage them and support them and see what we can do to make it better. Not come up with a regulation, say you're violating this and you're violating that, and fine them and restrict them. Like I said earlier, this lady that has a small business in West Garden is only allowed to open for 20 hours a week. If she was able to open a lot more hours, it would be best for everyone. And this is the mentality that we just need to stop. Now, what the two biggest things that I believe need to happen, and I think the government needs to concentrate on, if we're going to have a proper private sector in Maine, we need to address energy costs. We need to address health care costs. Those are major. Those are going to be top priorities, and we're going to get on those as quickly as I get to inaugurated as governor, in addition to the regulatory system. Every commissioner that I'm going to bring to Augusta is going to review every regulation under their authority, and those that have no sense, those that are anti-business, those that are anti-Maine people, are going to go away.
I look forward to seeing that, having been a small business owner.
And the future Maine's not the big businesses, although, believe me, I will trample the globe to try to find companies that will come to Maine. Mm-hmm. We're going to be open for business. But it's really the Maine people and the risk takers and the visionaries and the creative people that start small enterprise, and we need to help them, allow them to grow their business, and that's going to create jobs.
I don't know if I've ever asked you before, but what do you think of land for Maine's future?
I'm totally against it. I believe that private landowners are better stewards of their land than the government. And I've seen some of the land that the state has purchased. It's poorly managed. If it was purchased for the intent of allowing the forest to work, for instance, and making it work, and allowing the usage of the private sector and the people of Maine, fine. But the way it's going is they want to buy it, put a fence around it, and not allow anybody on it, and that's wrong. It's wrong for the state, it's wrong, it's a bad use of our resources, and it's wrong for the people of Maine.
What about Obamacare? Once that goes into effect, are we going to be able to, as a state, opt out of it, or is that some sort of drastic thing that you're going to have to do? Do we need to join a lawsuit, or have you given it thought?
Well, this is very critical, and you're going to hear me speak about that a lot this summer. Is Obamacare is a national program. In order for the state to join in lawsuits, which I believe Obamacare to be unconstitutional, we need to have a legislature and a Senate that is Republican, because the current Attorney General, who's appointed by the legislature, refuses to file suit. She believes it's constitutional, and I just don't know which constitution she's reading, because the one I read is very, very clear that the 10th Amendment allows us to opt out, and she's unwilling to take that stand. So my belief is that's more politics than it is true constitutionality. And so I urge Maine people to elect conservatives, to elect libertarians, to elect a lot of French people, because they're very conservative. The Maine people just need to change directions, and we need to send people to Augusta that, one, are going to listen to the voters, mm-hmm. number two, are going to look at what's best for Maine and Maine people, mm-hmm. and we're all going to work together in that direction.
That's the end of the first half of my talk with gubernatorial candidate Paul LePage. We'll pick up where we left off in the second half, coming right up.